Rago, an Order Universe story. Written by Kasia Bacon. Narrated by Michael Fox. Part 1. Dragon shifters produce deep, loud sounds in a wide range of pitch thanks to their long, heavily muscled larynxes and unbroken, fleshy vocal cords. The roars of a dragon shifter in distress, and in particular when separated from their mate, travel up to several thousand paces and can be described as blood-curdling. Dragon shifters may be extremely dangerous when experiencing separation anxiety. Save for their mate, parents, or a skilled mage with a death wish, it is not advisable for anyone to approach them in such circumstances. The Great Lexicon of Elder Races. Deafening cries carried through the garrison, causing the tableware to vibrate. Scared for the fate of the tall pitcher in front of me, I grabbed it and drained its golden contents in four glugs, thus preventing any spillage. A waste of fresh pressed pashija cider would have been an insult to the gods and common sense. Another long bellow filled the air. I jolted. The hell is that? My hair stood on end. At the same time, however, the obvious longing present in the tone of that growl prompted my heart to give a funny thump. A heavy hand clapped my back. The quartermaster decoy, his cheeks flushed from exertion, bent forwards and wheezed out. Lieutenant Cortez, you must come to the fencing hall at once. Must I? I squinted at him over my untouched supper, miffed at the suggestion, to say the least. Says who? I'd only just come off a long-arsed shift. Knackered, thank you very much. As the evenings turned darker and cooler with the approach of winter, sentinel duty became more taxing. Starved and chilled to my bones, I didn't fancy leaving the warmth of the canteen, and even less before shoveling any food down my gob.
Says Captain Zager,
Decoy barked,
so make haste.
He unfolded himself to his full height, a technique tall men tended to try and intimidate me with. It never worked. From a young age, I'd heeded my mother's advice.
Small as you may be, son, do not allow anyone to spit in your porridge.
Whatever I lacked in height and physical strength, I made up for in practice, discipline, and technique.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?